It's Divas That Care Radio, stories, strategies, and ideas to inspire positive change. Welcome to Divas That Care, a network of women committed to making our world a better place for everyone. This is a global movement for women, by women, engaged in a collaborative effort to create a better world for future generations. To find out more about the movement, visit divasthatcare.com after the show. Right now, though, stay tuned for another jolt of inspiration.
Yes. Magical day to all. Welcome to Divas That Care Network. I am Joyce Benning, and I will be your host for this invigorating, robust lifestyle show. I would like to thank each one of our listeners that are listening to this podcast on the numerous different platforms. I am so very grateful and thankful for each and every one of you. And you are all in for one incredible show today, as I have with me my amazing returning diva, Daphne McDonough, and her and I are going to talk about energy work. So, oh my, is this going to be a great show? And with that, Daphne, would you please introduce yourself to our listeners today?
Hi, my name is Daphne McDonough, and I am a rehabilitation and wellness practitioner who works with both people and animals to live their best lives, I guess. What else can I say?
Exactly. That sums it up altogether, because you are a true diva. You're being of service to others, including all the animals, in all the work that you do to help them to live their best life. And I just love it. That is incredible, because I have my own little story that Daphne worked with one of my companions. I'm not going to call him the dog, because he is my companion, always has been and always will be. He was having some health challenges, and Daphne helped him be more comfortable. Yeah, I didn't realize it, but it was even done a day before he crossed over the rainbow bridge and became my angel. And I feel she really helped him, maybe even helped him transition a little more, gave him some more comfort. And then after he had crossed, she did a session, and these are all done remote. That's the awesome thing she can do. And she did a remote session on me to help with the grief, and I could feel it. So yes, she does incredible work. So those are just a couple little of examples of what I have experienced with Daphne and her energy work. So Daphne, what are some of the ways that you come in? I gave an example on my dog and myself dealing with grief. What are some other ways that you have experienced helping clients, be they animals or humans?
Tell the listeners how far apart we live. I live in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, and you live where?
I'm in central Kansas. So I mean,
okay, so that's like, there's a few kilometers, a few miles in between us.
Yes. We are miles and miles apart.
Well, and that's what I love, is energy knows no bounds. Period.
And
honestly, I'll tell you the story about the first. First of all, what I'm going to tell people is, if they listen right till the end, I've got a special offer, but they got to listen to the end and find out what the offer is. But okay, going back to the story, the first time I ever did a distance session, I was actually on a dog in Europe, had some back surgery. It was a world champion agility dog, had some back surgery. And my friend, who is a Canadian champion, asked me if I could help this dog. And I said, well, all I can do is try. I mean, it's not going to hurt either way, so I can try. So I got a picture of the dog. And I put the picture of the dog. I mean, I'll explain to people. I use specific tools, too, when I'm doing the distance sessions. But I put the picture of the dog under a neutralization ring. And then I put over the neutralization ring, I put a clear quartz and a smoky quartz with a selenite stick and an amethyst ball and a rose quartz ball. And then on top of that, I put a sun ring on top of that. But wait, there's more. Then I put an infrared probe, which works with the bones, teeth, tendons, muscles, cartilage, and joints. So the physical aspect. And this poor dog wasn't hardly walking after its surgery. So, but there's also a violet probe, which works on the deeper emotional and aortic field. But then on top of that, even there's a triple pyramid to get things to erase from the energetic field, from the body, mind, and spirit. So I'm putting a lot of energy in. I'm using my energy and I'm using the tools. And I was sending the intent to help this dog heal faster. I mean, it doesn't have to be complicated. I mean, really, I could go into talking about quantum physics and everything else, but really, simply, I was sending light and healing vibrations to this dog. And after a week of doing sessions on it every day, it was running around like a puppy again.
Oh, that is absolutely incredible. And it is, like you said, you're just sending light and healing energy to him. And I love how you started it with energy knows no bounds. Because I mean, this dog was in Europe, you're in Canada, you talk about miles and oceans and water and land and everything in between. And the energy travels like that. And that's what is so neat. And all the tools you were mentioning. It's not just your energy, you're using other tools to help pull all the energy together to send to the healing of the animal, like of the dog, like that. Oh, that's incredible. Wow. I have to ask, were you surprised when they showed you the difference since you had not done a remote
Yes,
session
I
before?
was. I was completely floored because I had no idea, right? I listened to my intuition, and this is what my intuition told me to do. So I did it. And yeah, I was surprised. But then I had other people come to me, and there was a dog in Calgary that the veterinarian said had the worst case of canine parvovirus out of any of the dogs they'd ever seen. Like, this dog should have died. Really, it should have died. And I did a sessions on it for, I think, about a month, and it's still alive.
Oh, that is so neat. And I love how you said you followed your intuition. To me, you let go of the fear that is this going to work? I don't know, should I do this or shouldn't I? But you listened to what was inside of you and your intuition was said, go for it. And look how you have helped the animals and people by taking that step. You listened to what was inside of you rather than the ego fear that's saying, no, I don't know if this will work.
Well, it's not, I don't know if it'll work. I mean, because I don't know. Some people and some animals it does, some and like some it doesn't. But I never guarantee anything. Like, I never say that I can guarantee this is gonna work. All I say is I can give it a go.
Well, and that's all you can do because I mean, the universe knows whether it's going to work, or like I said with mine, I feel it relaxed him and just kind of calmed him down for the day.
Well, I mean, these tools are used to help people and animals unwind from the stress and dis-ease they are facing. I mean, and these this for the top 10 low intensity laser benefits, number one is pain relief. Number two is pain reduction. Number three is inflammation reduction. Four, faster wound healing, accelerated tissue repair and cell growth. Because when you give your body what it needs, it takes care of itself. Improved blood flow, increased metabolic activity, reduced formation of scar tissue. It enhances your immune function. It's a great acupuncture point stimulator, too. Like, since I've been using these tools, I mean, I haven't had many colds, which I'm blessed because I do other things to keep my body, protected and everything else. But if these tools are going to help boost my immune system, why wouldn't I use them?
Definitely. Oh, how true that is. And I mean, here in Kansas, we have such up down weather temperatures. And I always say that attributes sometimes to a lot of the sickness because it may be 80 degrees in the evening, and by next morning it's 40 degrees. So your bodies don't adjust that well. So why wouldn't you give them something to help build that immune system, to help them to be able to handle all of what's coming at them, be it in the atmosphere, be it whatever it is. So yeah, oh, that is great to help boost the immune system and just giving your body what it needs. And that's exactly what it is. Oh, how neat. And I love how you incorporate the crystals too. I know we've talked some about crystals and you know so much about crystals, but I think that is neat. Like you said, with that dog, the different crystals you were using on him too. Do you always use a combination of everything when you're working on someone, be it remote or be it in person?
Yes. Yes, and yes. I th this is where I mean I've had other people talk about what I do, and I get out of my own way and I let spirit guide me. Sometimes I use the turtle rattle, sometimes I use clear quartz, sometimes I use pendulums. I just use what I'm told to use. If I'm doing sessions with people in person, usually I do karmic releases to help people release the karmic stuff that they're still carrying. I've just started also doing a tree of life meditation so people can go into their roots to clear things and grow further.
Oh wow. Oh my. That's interesting too. I love how you called it the tree of life. Go into their roots and kind of like cleansing their body almost of things so they can letting go of the old and move on to the new. Oh my goodness. Well, and I believe in one picture I had seen, do you sometimes have your dogs as companions when you're working on others? I believe I've seen them in the pictures.
Sometimes, depending on who's here and depending on what's needed, yes, sometimes whatever dog I have here, yes. I used to have a border collie. She was definitely a healing companion dog. Our new lab, who's only 4 years old, he is too, but you know, my husband doesn't want to admit that just quite yet. He is too.
Oh, that's neat. So you really feel they kind of help bring in energy too for what you are offering. The dog is also bringing in energy too because dogs are so in tune of what's happening, in my opinion. They know. Animals know. The horses know. They're all so in tune that they can come in and I feel help heal too. So it's awesome to hear you call that same thing, that you feel that they're bringing in the energy for the healing on the set.
Gunnar was trying to get in here while I do the call with you today. I said, "No, you got to wait outside." He was not happy, but that's okay.
He said, I won't be a part of this. I have
Right?
something to say.
But I told him he wasn't allowed to be in here. I need to focus on you.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute. But he'll be waiting for you when you get done with this
That's right.
show.
That's right.
Definitely. Oh, I love it. That is so neat. Well, have you worked on all kinds of animals or mainly dogs or?
Yes, I have. I've worked on dogs, cats, horses. Fish. I worked on a bearded dragon once.
Oh my word. You have had all kinds of experiences working on animals then.
And you know what's interesting? I've had people ask me, how do you know where to work on animals? And it was funny because I say, you know, there was, again, I get out of my own way and spirit guides. But sometimes the animals send the pain wherever they're having the pain to me. There was one time I was a vendor. I had a booth at the World Champion Dog Show, and I woke up in the morning and my shoulder just hurt, and I didn't know what was going on. I'm like, "Why does my shoulder hurt? I didn't do anything." And then this beautiful Dalmatian and its owner came to my booth, and I looked at it. And the dog looked at me and went, "Oh, it's you. Okay, got it." So they sometimes forewarn me when they're coming.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, that is.
But yes, I communicate with animals, and I mean, I know you know what that's like. But yeah, I hear animals talking, and you know, people find that fascinating. I didn't know that it wasn't a thing. I've always heard animals.
So you thought everybody
Right? I totally did. I still think they should. I still think they can if they
think they can
want.
too. Yeah, I agree.
But
It's letting go of the ego mind a lot of times is how I feel. And then you can hear them. That's my thought, but that's just personal thinking. And but yeah,
right.
I think we all have the capability if we just tune into them,
Yeah.
because they're always talking to us.
Yep.
I think that's neat how you felt it in your own body. And I have heard other communicators say that. They know where the pain is because it comes into them, and then they know where to work on it.
Yeah, not all the time, but sometimes.
Yeah, certain times. Do you find that with humans as much as you do with animals?
No.
Yeah.
Actually, sometimes I do too. Yeah, sometimes I do too. Like, I mean, if the person is nonverbal that I'm going to be helping, yes, they'll usually send the pain to me.
Oh my goodness.
But if people can talk, they can tell me, right?
Right. Well, and everything's energy. So it only makes sense. Your energy, their energy, everything around us is energy. So yeah, it makes sense that it would travel that way. Oh. Oh, how interesting. Now, how long have you been involved in doing energy work?
I knew you were gonna ask that. Since I was little,
Oh my goodness.
a few, I mean, I've always done energy work. I mean, I didn't know what it was when I was little when I was doing it, but I
Right.
just did it. I mean, laying the hand, I mean, people call it, what are they, laying on of hands. I used to do that when I was little to different animals to help them feel better. But I mean, it wasn't until after I came back from my NDE in 92 and healed my body that I really tapped into working more with energy, because I realized how it all came together.
You kind of had an aha, a big aha moment to say, okay, I know I've been doing it all along, but this is what really got you going into maybe reaching out more. Would you say that in helping others once you had healed and help seen what it could do for you?
I mean, yes, I offer my services to people who are looking. But I wouldn't say that I reach out. I mean, I did what I had to do to help me heal my body.
Right.
And so when somebody's dealing with a situation and I think that I might be able to help them, I offer what my tools that I have. But then there's been other people that have come to me and said, asked me for my help, and I found out what was going on, and I've referred them on to other people. Because I know other people could help them better than I could.
And that's awesome. That's awesome that
Right?
the universe is kind of telling you, no, let's move them on somewhere else. And you knew that rather
Yeah.
than kind of going, well, let me see what I can do. So you're listening to your intuition, is
Yeah.
how I feel. Your intuition, your heart, whatever you want to call it, and deciding if this is something I can work with or if I know someone that can better work with them.
Yeah. I mean, I really wish in some ways that I could, the words flowed more eloquently off my tongue about the quantum physics and the science of everything. But I come from a standpoint of it's really not complicated, and why make it complicated?
Right,
It just is.
And it works. So,
Right?
yeah, that's all I need to know.
Right. I mean, I have a lady that is out in Vancouver. Okay, so I'm in Alberta. She's in Vancouver, so again, many miles. And I've done many distance sessions on her and her dog, joint sessions, because usually when a pet has a problem, there's some sort of correlation to what's going on with the owner as well. Just this is what I've learned, and I'll tell you why I learned that, but I'll finish this story first. Because I was helping this dog, and I did a couple rounds of sessions with this dog, and then she said that she'd like to take some time off. And I mean, I was stretching the sessions out further and further and further in between that I did them. We were going from, we used to do 3 times a week, then we did 2 times a week, then we did once a week, then we did once every 2 weeks, and we did once every 3 weeks, and then we did once every 4 weeks, right? Like once a month. And I've been working with them for a couple of years now, but then she decided to take a break. I said, that's perfect. Let's see how it goes. She messaged me just the other day. Her poor dog is not doing well, has diarrhea, isn't eating, is, lots of stuff going on with the tummy. She also has MS. So she also has a lot of tummy stuff going on too. Just saying. Now, circling back to how I made the relation, how people and animals, people and their pet or people and their companions mesh together. I worked on a cat shortly after I first got my tools. Worked on a cat that had horrible arthritis. I did 2 sessions on this cat. And let me tell you, the owner had horrible arthritis in her legs too. She had to walk with a cane, right? After the second session I did with this cat, the cat got up and was running around like a kitten again. And the owner stood up without using her cane.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that's
I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
no, that's a beautiful story. Because I mean, you were working with the cat, but yet through the cat, it worked with its owner.
Yep.
The energy flows. It knows no boundaries. That was just perfect.
And that's why I offer joint sessions now for people and their pets. And I don't charge like for two, I charge for 1.5.
Well, perfect. Because you know the energy will flow from one to the other.
Right?
Oh, that is really neat. That is such a neat way to be able to help the animal and its owner all in one session.
Yeah.
And the owner will see the pet and see how much it's helping them, because the energy just flows through them both. And
Right.
the companion is so much happier too, the animal companion, because they're seeing that their owner is feeling better. And this is
And
what
they're
they want
feeling
to
better.
do, right? They're both feeling better. It's a win-win all the way around.
Yep.
Oh, that is too awesome. Well, when you do a remote, do you just what do people need to do if they say, okay, I've got a pet? Do we need to do a Zoom call? How do we get How does this take place? What all do you require in order to do a pet on a remote?
I need a picture. That's what I need. I
Okay.
need their picture and
And
I need
that's
to find
it.
out what they need help with. That's it. Like I said, keep it simple.
Keep it simple. And boy, is that ever simple.
Well, and here's the thing too. Like, I mean, they might be dealing with something, but the deeper cause might be something different, right? So I work with the person to find out what's going on. And every person and is every conversation is different.
Oh, I believe that. That's what would be exciting too about your work, because it's never the same. You're
Right?
be the animals, be the people. It's always something different.
Yep.
And it's everyone is in a different state at that time. And oh my goodness. Well, I knew you needed the picture, but I thought, well, I'm going to ask it so the listeners know, because
Oh, thank you for that. But yeah, like I mean, all the stuff I talked about at the beginning, I take the picture and I put it underneath all those magical tools. And I mean, if people want to see what that looks like, they can go to my website. I'll give you a link that you can put on that they can click on, and it'll take you to my stuff.
Okay.
And they can go to my website and look in the services page, and we can go from there.
And they can find out exactly what it is. Oh my
You
goodness.
betcha.
That is just awesome. Now, as we're talking about your website, where is your how do they find your website?
Well, okay, so my website is actually daphneshealinghands.com. But if they go to, if they've got Linktree, honestly, if they go to, it's like link and then the letter TR, like link TR dot EE backslash Daphne McDon Daphne MC. It'll show you I'm a wellness practitioner, and it'll give you my website, my online jewelry store, and the link to my Amazon page.
Oh, wow.
But like I said, if you do the all lowercase link, TR and then dot EE backslash capital D A P H N E capital M and then little C, it'll take you there.
Perfect. Perfect. We'll have to include that link because that's a great way for people to connect and be able to actually see the pictures and see what we've been talking about and the tools that you have been offering that you use on the animals and the people.
Well, and I've got a whole lot of pictures on my website of all that stuff too. So, and okay, so this is the offer I'm going to throw out there to your listeners. If they've listened to the whole show, they'll know that I'm going to offer a 25% discount on any of the package deals that I offer.
Oh,
So, like the three, the five, or the 10, the purchase a package, the package deal. Because I mean, I do offer one session, but really one session is not going to do much if you don't, know what I do.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They need to be more. Oh, wow. What a fantastic offer. 25% off of any of the packages.
So if when they contact me, just they need to mention that they seen me on the Robust on your show.
Perfect. Oh my goodness, Daphne, that is incredible. I love that. And our listeners will love that too, because what a great way to experience what you do when they listen to this show and they maybe themselves, maybe their animal companion, whichever, they're saying, I would really like to experience what she can do.
Well, and here's another thing that I can let you know is that, I mean, that they're a really good price. I mean, it's 2 hours worth of work that I do. And I mean, the people that purchase the packages, I usually get their WhatsApp address so I can do videos of what I'm doing with the different frequencies that I can send to them so they can watch it and feel it with the music. It's
Oh,
actually
wow.
really cool.
That is cool. That is really neat. That is really special. Oh goodness. What a great service to others you are, Daphne,
Well, thank
and
you.
to service to the universe and the animals and everything out there. I just love it. That is beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. And I knew this show would fly. You and I could talk about energy work for hours because there's so much. We just barely touched on just a few of the top points is how I feel. There's so much more detail about it, and I love it. I will ask, will you return to Robust Lifestyles in the future to share more of your wisdom and knowledge?
If that is what you would like, then yes, I would be honored to join you on your show.
Oh, and I would love to have you back again because you bring good energy in. You're bringing out that energy of helping others and service to others, and that's what Divas is all about. So
Well,
thank you
thank you so
so
much.
much, Daphne. Thank you. And I would like to wish magic in each and every day for you until you and I connect again.
Beautiful. Thank you, my friend.
And with that, I want to thank all of our listeners for listening to this magical show with our incredible diva, Daphne McDonough. Please share this show with all your family and friends. Check out all the other hosts and their shows on divasthatcare.com. And remember how she started this show with energy knows no bounds and her great offer of 25% off for anyone that mentions they heard her on the Robust Lifestyle show. Oh my goodness, that is just incredible, listeners. And with that, I want to wish each of you a very, very magical day. Remember, be kind to all, including the animals, the land, and everything out there. And give your animals a great big extra hug and share all your love with them as they so deserve it. And until we connect again on Robust Lifestyles, stay strong and healthy.